Hi, everybody, and welcome to Data Vance Compliance Think About It Thursday. I'm Elizabeth Delahousie. I'm Corporate Compliance and Chief Privacy Officer for Data Vance, and I have with me, are you my Thelma to my Louise?
Yes, I'm Thelma. You're Louise. We don't get to go fun driving anywhere exciting, but that's me.
I know, right?
Your counterpart.
Yeah, your counterpart. So Amy Derlink, who is Director of Compliance for Data Vance. So, Amy, our topic for today is security, right? Which is a pretty hot topic. But I have to, you know, I always started out with a story. So I have to tell you because you're going to die laughing. So I go through my junk email. I try to do it like once every other day or whatever just to see what's in there. And the reason why I always want to go through it before I just dump it is because of the fact that, you know, sometimes stuff ends up in there that actually is important. And you're like, I don't know how you ended up with junk. But it was funny, I got this email and it started to tell me, hey, I have let you know that I can get into your system and I can go through and I can look at all your emails. And I've seen that you've gone and visited all these inappropriate websites. And then the person was proceeding going, you need to go ahead and pay me like $3,195 or I'm going to go and report you to your corporate compliance officer, Elizabeth Delahousie. And I died laughing because I was like, well, what's the inappropriate website I went to other than maybe a shopping website that Amy has, you know, told me to go to that has awesome shoes on it. And I was like, and you're going to report me to myself. And I just kind of chuckled and I deleted it because I was like, obviously, you know, again, this is just a phishing email. But I started thinking about phishing and I know you did a presentation, gosh, it was a few months ago about phishing and security and all of that. And you really talked quite a bit about it internally and externally. And I figured, you know, this, believe it or not, I thought I'd be quiet this time and just let you kind of talk about what you're seeing from the security standpoint of everything.
Yeah, we had actually two webinars with our security officer at the time regarding your essential playbook for combating ransomware and cybersecurity prevention. And along with that was more or less like, what's your business continuity plan if you were to get hit with this, as well as addressing it, not only with the media, but then to federal regulatory bodies, et cetera. And we very highly attended. So we had a second session and again, very highly attended, which I think is out, you know, on the company website. But, you know, I just think the four most common themes that we saw and that we really focused on, and a lot of the attendees could chime in on, was, you know, ransomware and business email compromise, and how so many people felt that the email is one of the hardest things for them to control because of the fact that, I mean, you have associates at every level of the organization that get email, right? And it's so, it can either be like for you, maybe spear phishing, they were dying to threaten you with where you've been searching outside of shoes. Or could it have gone to multiple people, but you can't see it, like where you'd be, you know, blind copied. So, and many people could relate. In fact, some of the attendees even talked about, you know, what their business continuity plan is and how they use the cybersecurity checklist, et cetera. But very interesting and very frightening, I think, to many of us, not only in the workplace, but personally at home too. You know, you get these emails and what do you click on? So
yeah, it's funny. Let me ask you this. So, like, I know we talk a little bit about our, obviously, the security that we have, but one of the concerns I know you've talked about before is like those that have connections or that we have connections with, and how important it is for like providers, like when they have an incident such as ransomware and immediately contacting us. So can you touch upon that just a little bit? Like, what's your recommendations around that?
Yeah, I mean, when a site that we are working with gets, you know, tends to be a victim of ransomware or takes their system down, sometimes, you know, the business associate's kind of the last to know. So we really have kind of put that at the forefront, you know, please reach out to us because we're connected to their network. We want to make sure we're secure with our firewalls, et cetera, to ensure that we're not spreading, you know, or going to be the victim of the same situation. But it was interesting because many of them really did not have a checklist up to really plan out their business continuity plan. And their business associates, like kind of like were the last on their list to really get involved, right? Their focus is patient care. How is this going to affect patient care? How are these doctors going to get these records in the emergency room? you know, down to when they go down, you know, if they're a trauma unit and they're trying to send a patient in there and they need to get records, they can't get any. So the patient's routed somewhere else. I mean, it's very scary when you hear about, and, you know, I know OCR has some of that on their website about, you know, patients that have passed because they had to be transferred to another facility, you know. So definitely very interesting. And, you know, we're often asked in our security checklist as a business associate, we get providers that are clients that ask, what are you doing? And, you know, as you know, I think it's interesting that we do kind of like a test to our employees. It's like a mock, you know, email that comes out. It's kind of like a trap. So I know all of us kind of, I know what you've called me and been like, don't click on the email from, yeah. Da, 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 da. It's not real, because you don't want to be the one that's like, once you click on it, they go, you've just been fooled by your security team. You're just like,
well, you know what they do? They show up. So it's funny because I've seen it where you click on it and it shows up with a guy in a fishing outfit, you know, the overalls.
Yeah.
And he's got a rod and he's like, you've just been fished. And it's like, man, that's kind of cute. And I know that I've talked to our security department, like, hey, what are we doing with this data? Are we going to start working with employees on some sort of corrective action? If, you know, if Amy Durling's clicked on this 6 times, then obviously she's a risk. We need to make sure she understands the importance, you know, what kind of re-education are we going to offer them? I know we had one a while back, which at first we argued with security on it because we were like, okay, this was too tricky. But then at the same time, they showed us examples of this is how they get into it. And remember, it was the Rick Fitzgerald one where it was like rick.fitzgerald@psyoxhealth.com. But Rick or Fitzgerald, instead of a Z, I think it was spelled with an S. And yeah. All of us missed it. And we were like, right. Oh, that was a really good one.
Which really helped them, you know, they helped us with tips on what you look for, like read it out loud to yourself. If it doesn't sound right, you know, look for spelling errors. But, you know, I just think it's great that we do it. And then we kind of distribute, okay, here's who clicked and which departments, and just kind of keeps you very much aware to be on the lookout for those. So,
right.
Yeah. So.
So do you feel like going back to our providers or, you know, payers as well, but do you think the transparency is there sometimes when they do have those ransomware attacks? Do you think, I know that sometimes we're the last that they contact, do you think sometimes it's also, we don't want to necessarily make the announcement yet that we've had a ransomware?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think 3 that I've been involved in, the biggest issue was some of them didn't create like a call center. So there wasn't the same message going out. I think they're afraid to give the message, but it's relevant. You know, you're going to get patients that call in. There's definitely impacts to patient care, impacts to access, flow of information just from a competitor hospital that the patient might be at now and they need records. How do you want to address that publicly? You know,
right.
But definitely. I think, you know, it's hard for them to come forward with it, let alone how are you going to deliver that message? And you have to be transparent with your, you know, clients, covered entities, your business associates, and that's hard because it can happen to any of us.
It's funny you say that because talking about transparency. So I'm actually doing a presentation with Kelly Rwanda and Shiny and Lynn Sessions and a couple of people that were involved in helping us with our data security incident that we had in 2020 and 2021.
Oh, the one that you were on the phone with being transparent with people for 3 months straight.
So I was transparent with people.
Not funny at all, but yeah, very hard and challenging for you and all of us, I know.
It was. I mean, I will have to say, just for anybody who's listening to this podcast, like Amy and her team literally had to run the department as I stepped aside to basically be on the phone nonstop. But we decided in the very beginning, if you remember, Amy, that we were going to be completely transparent, right, and talk about it and tell everybody what was going on. So we put together this presentation. We're going to be presenting it at AHIMA, not next week, but the week after next, in October. So we're super excited about doing that. I'm hoping that people are listening to this podcast will be at AHIMA and actually go and attend our session and learn a lot from it. It was a very hard thing to go through, but I'm hoping that with as open as we were and as candid as we were, a lot of people will learn from it and, you know, come away with some really strong best practices. So
absolutely, especially because we touched on it a little bit in our webinar. So I'm sure you'll do a great job.
Well, thanks, Amy. I appreciate that. You can be Thelma then, and I'll be Louise.
Oh, that sounds perfect.
Well, thank you guys very much for joining our podcast today. We really appreciate it. And I hope you guys enjoyed it.